Hello, good morning, good evening, and good night, and whichever the part of the world you are, welcome for the Dr. Sundaram's podcast show. How? Good morning, how do you do? I'm Dr. Sundaram, the leading NLP psychologist, NLP practitioner from India. I've been working for the last 2.5 decades with youth of the society, helping them break their own comfort zone and enter the challenge zone. My mission is to help every citizen on this globe to break their comfort zone, enter the challenge zone. You can see my work in around 350 YouTube videos and 100 podcasts in 4 languages, English, Hindi, Telugu and Tamil. So friends, today's podcast show is mostly meant for my NLP students who are scattered throughout the globe. This is like a mastermind with my students. They listen to my podcast, maybe in the train or maybe in the traveling in the car while working on the two-wheelers, or maybe when they have free time. The very purpose of making a podcast MP3 so that it is available to the mobile generation whenever they want. So, coming to our topic, you can come and attend our NLP practitioners program or your master practitioners program, NLP trainer trainers program. You can come online or you can come on offline. It's up to you. Go and decide where you want to go. Now, today's talk show is on NLP makes you a winner of life. NLP makes you a winner of life. Who is a winner of life? Let me define who is a winner of life, because NLP talks about a definition. A definition, because the way I define, the way things will flow. The way I put the foundation, the soul will be the structure raised. So NLP believes in the fundamental is how do you define things. The first definition of my winner is a person who can balance success for the external world and satisfaction for his own internal world. Success in the external world and satisfaction in the internal world or his own world. Let me go down the memory lane of my own introspection. Who am I? Who am I? Well, whenever this question pops to me, it was a spiritual question, and the logical answer is I create a lot of list of all my achievements. A list of all my achievements, I say, I am so and so, I am a general manager of this company, I am an NLP pioneer of India, I did this, all these labels A to Z. Last week I was introduced in one of the NLP meetings. Learn NLP from the NLP pioneers, and Dr. Sundaram is here. So the world recognizes me by calling me NLP pioneer, because 2001, between 1997 to 2001, I wrote 300 experiential case-based articles in the print media, Indian Express, Hindu, and mostly in Varta, the Telugu magazine where I was in Hyderabad. You see, when I was so popular in Hyderabad that even the rickshaw fellow used to say, Dr. Garu, Mire Vartana. That means they used to recognize me. My external success was, I was lost. I was only a Varta representative. Varta Sundaram. So that 3 years was very mass moment. And there was one Life Positive magazine made a special issue on Andhra Pradesh. They interviewed different people who are doing some unique work. And I was doing a unique work of applying NLP for my prisoners in Hyderabad Central Jail. And that became my thesis, and I got a doctorate in NLP. This was another recognition symbol. So when I ask myself in my inner chamber, I am a list of external success labels. Then who am I? This body's name is called Sundaram. This mind's name is called Sundaram. What, who's actual Sundaram? There's a gap between the actual Sundaram and the projected Sundaram. Projected Sundaram is a successful guy. An unprojected Sundaram, that fear that I don't want to share with the world, that jealousy I have, that guilt feeling I have, that fear I have, that anger I have, the emotional blocks I have, that is actually the Sundaram. There is a gap between the actual Sundaram and the projected Sundaram or the social Sundaram. So, for the world, Sundaram has become more matured. But for Sundaram, he has not become matured. I became matured after learning NLP training program. After applying it on myself, that is an NLP certification program which I conduct, is a project-based program. You have to complete a project work, then only you will get NLP certificate. You have to practice. The first certificate you get in NLP is called practice. That's why called a practitioner certificate. If you don't practice, it's only like me too. I also know that your length of the board will go, isn't it? Bigger. Suppose you would have done BA or MA and MA in literature, MA in sociology. The length will become more. Similarly, this will add to your length. But if you add to a depth, this has to become, it is psychology, because it is useful in any area of life. So how did I master that? Well, one model which came out in my mind after learning NLP. How did I become successful in the external world? The same model I have to apply inside. The model is because of MPG, three persons in one: Mata, Pita, Guru. My mother, P. Vijayalakshmi, had the habit of reading the spiritual books. Still now, every day I read a book. Yesterday also I read one book. Every day I read. Without reading, I cannot go to sleep. I will not take credit for this. This is the blueprint which comes from my mother. My father is an aggressive person. He was in army. He is very go-getter, get things done, okay, and get recognition for discipline. This was ingrained from my father. I became an engineer from engineering university. I became an MBA from management university. I became a doctorate in psychology. This I learned from my gurus. So, Mata technology, Pita technology, and Guru technology made a difference. For the external world, I had an MPG. Then I thought, why can't I have an MPG for inside? For my inner world, can I have a mother? For my inner world, can I have a father? For my inner world, can I have a Guru? Mata, Pita, Guru. Okay. So, NLP, or practicing on myself, every practitioner's program which I was conducting with my group was more a revelation to me rather than to others. So this MPG of conquering myself, my jealousy, my guilt feeling, improving my empathy skills, sympathy skills, my kinesthetic skills, my spiritual skills came because of I applied MPG, NLP, MPG, for conquering my inner world. If you want to be successful, you can have follow the external model, inner out model, outside in model. Outside success, happy you feel inside. And inside out model, what inside out model? Inside you are successful, therefore you are happy. Outside you are successful, therefore you are happy. When it comes from inside out model, I am happy, therefore I am sharing with you. It is like when an egg is broken from inside, life of a chicken comes out. That's kind of inside out model. Life comes out. When the same egg is broken from outside, it becomes an omelette. So external omelette is successful. I was eating a lot of omelettes. That is required. I do not deny that. But now, daily I start giving a life to my NLP students. Because I create a life for myself, therefore I am able to share with you. Many of my students who go through my podcast, share my podcast with their friends. And in Kakinada, they were using my videos for training NLP. So I was very happy when you write down to me that that is how you are using it. I would request you to kindly introspect yourself, because NLP is full of introspection. If you cannot conquer the inner world, you cannot conquer the outer world. A person who conquers the inner world and outer world is a winner. I want you to be a winner of life. All my students, I want you to be a winner of my life. You can go through my 350 YouTube videos. I have another 50, another channel. And you can go through my podcast, 4 channels of podcast. Please find out. You can write to me. You can go to Ask PTS Podcast Facebook page. If you are listening to my YouTube, like many of the students throughout the world, they comment on today's episode. I learned this episode. These are my learnings. So I would request you to kindly take a notebook, and today's exercise for NLP students is, what are the fears of the inner world? What are the fears of the outer world? And already I taught you NLP techniques, a lot of NLP techniques, NLP strategies, NLP modeling. You can answer yourself, or please write to me, share to me. I would be happy to listen to you. Friends, I am 32 years young for the last 30 years. And I have done my work of sharing to society. I want you to do the same. Kindly share with your friends. Your sharing is, you are saving an information for him. It's saving his life. You are sharing an information for him. It's a saving of life. So friends, thank you. Become a winner. See you in the next episode. Bye-bye. Welcome to attend for my NLP training program. My NLP training program is starting in the month of December in Tamil. Those people who are interested can contact me and give me this one. And any questions there, please do ask me before that you check up whether I have answered in my YouTube videos or on podcast. But still, you are welcome. If you ask the same question, I will give you a reply. I will give you a relink to my YouTube links where I have answered it. You are welcome to come, share, kindly subscribe, and help me to achieve this, expand myself and expand yourself. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.